Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of September 12, 2011. And in this issue, we unveil the ICE's Top 100 listing, showcasing the best performers in the industry, plus trends and sector analysis. The chemical industry emerged in 2010 from the financial crisis, stimulated by global government spending and fueled by emerging economies. The ICE's top 100 chemical companies have once again joined the trillion-dollar club, and sales were on par with the record levels of the 2008 boom. The world's leading chemical companies moved from strength to strength in 2010, achieving considerable sales, margin, and profit growth as they built on an improving global economy. The ICE's top 100 listing of the world's major players in chemicals highlights the significant gains made by most. The ICE's analysis covers the leading producers of chemicals, including public companies and the chemical units of the integrated oil majors. This is an impressive group of producers that together generated a total of $1.23 trillion in sales in 2010, up by more than 20% compared with the previous year. The sales gains helped to drive profits higher. Together, the companies were able to more than double net profits. The annual league table shows that Germany's BASF remains the world's largest chemical producer by sales, with 2010 sales of $84.65 billion. U.S.-based Dow Chemical closely beat the chemical business of ExxonMobil to claim the second-place slot with $53.6 billion in sales. The top five chemical companies produced sales of $282 billion in 2010, and the top 10, sales of $466 billion. The top 10 of those that declared the data earned some 42% of the net profit total of the top 100, an exceptional year by any standard. To find out more about the ICE's top 100, pick up the latest issue, because there is more to it than just that. We have our regular columns examining all that goes on in the global petrochemical industry. We have reports on butadiene demand is poised to disappoint in late 2011. Lackluster demand and increased availability look likely to drag butadiene prices down further during the coming months in Europe, Asia, and the U.S., marking an apparent end to an unprecedented ascent. Meanwhile, biobutanediol in the U.S. is getting ready for production. The first commercial-scale facility, with a capacity of 40 million pounds, is set to start by late 2012. Then, Formosa Petrochemical of Taiwan is geared to restart its third 180,000-barrel-per-day crude distillation unit this month. With it, the Asian market is looking forward to the return of less expensive naphtha. Then in Russia, chemicals producer Sibur is building a new liquefied petroleum gas terminal and light oils production complex. It will be Russia's largest terminal, and potential customers include several of those companies featured on the ICE's Top 100 listing. This week, it is an extra special issue of ICE's Chemical Business. And if you work in this industry, you owe it to yourself to pick up a copy. Thanks for listening, and good night.